Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Now I notice that you can buy pizza dough in a bag. There's something that goes on with refrigeration and pizza dough.
There's really a terrific website that has discussed pizza doughs in detail. The website is called SeriousEats.com. Serious Eats covers all kinds of different subjects of food. Yeah. They deal with sous vide, pastry, cakes, fermentation, sourdough, pizza dough, and they research a topic to death, which is good.
That's good.
Right? Somebody's got to do it. I was intrigued when I read about it, especially cold fermentation. It's not only pizza dough.
Yeah.
My sourdough breads have no added yeast. It's got the natural, normal yeast captured in the starter that I made. For a sourdough bread, I will make my dough. It'll rise at room temperature, taking 3 to 4 hours. And then I can shape my dough into loaves or baguettes of some kind. And then I can cover them and refrigerate them overnight before baking. Why do I do that? Because in the cold, the fermentation continues. New products, new taste molecules are developed. For a basic Neapolitan pizza dough, which has only flour, salt, yeast, and water. If you make the dough and then you refrigerate it, over a period of many days, it tastes better and better when you bake it.
Because of fermentation.
Because of fermentation. All these products that are happening in there almost by magic, you don't do anything. It takes place in the cold. If you don't have time to make pizza dough at home, or you don't want to wait the 3 to 5 days, for heaven's sake, but you say spontaneously, I want pizza tonight.
Yes.
Then go to the supermarket and buy a lump of dough from the refrigerator because it will have been there for a number of days.
Yes.
And it will have a lot of flavor. Use that if you're in a hurry to have pizza that night.
What happens when you bake this dough?
Okay. In terms of making pizza at home and baking it, if you're in a pizzeria that has a wood-fired oven, like in Naples, considered the birthplace of
Napoli pizza,
the pizza will bake in maybe a minute. Because the oven is heated to 700 degrees or more, the wood-fired oven. If you bake it at home oven doesn't get above 550 degrees.
Yeah.
Now, if you can deactivate the oven cleaning function somehow,
you could get it.
You could get it higher, but I don't advise that.
Forget what you just heard. Close your mind to that.
But you need to use a baking stone or even a baking steel, which gets hotter than the baking stone.
Yeah, it'll retain some heat.
And you have to preheat that stone for a good hour, at least a good hour. And then once you've shaped your dough, because you'll have a ball of dough that you've already shaped, you've put it in the refrigerator in some kind of a container. And then when you're ready to make pizza, you take it out, let it come to room temperature. It could take an hour or so for that. And then you stretch the dough, however you do that. I'm not going to give any instructions because you don't need to roll it, but you can stretch it by hand and then make sure that the rim is a little bit thicker than the middle. The dough should be very nice and thin. And then you can place it on a board, a lightly floured board that you can actually slide that pizza off onto your baking stone. And then for a topping, John, I like things very simple. A bit of tomato sauce. Some mozzarella cheese, shredded full-fat mozzarella cheese. It does not have to be the fresh mozzarella. A leaf or two of basil. Oh, you can also have a little drizzle of olive oil. That is my pizza margherita. It's the simplest of pizzas.
Where's your pepperoni?
No pepperoni, no mushrooms.
The black olives.
There's no olives. These pizzas need to be not laden down with a lot of stuff.
Okay.
We're not talking Pizza Hut type of pizza.
Yeah.
The crust gets nice and brown. The sugars have all been activated. Carbs have been broken down to simpler sugars.
Mm-hmm.
You get a nice variegated look. Some patches may look black. It's not burned. Definitely blistery and very chewy.
Uh-huh.
Crunchy, chewy. And the pizza base itself is thin. It's tender and chewy at the same time.
Yeah. It's a little combination of textures that is
absolutely
endearing somehow.
Endearing is a good word.
There's nothing like it. And that's why people around the world are eating pizza. And
making it at home.
Yes. That's why you should come back to
The Food Guys.